For a long time now, I've told you that one of the biggest scandals in Washington is that we have deliberately allowed people who are severely mentally ill, not people who are, you know, offbeat, unusual, eccentric, people who cannot make do. They cannot make rational daily decisions. And they often find themselves in dire straits. They find themselves living on the streets. They find themselves doing terrible things to themselves or to other people. The driving force is mental illness, often augmented by drug use. And Washington makes it next to impossible to commit these people to care. We have among the toughest standards in the country for committing a seriously mentally ill person to treatment. And we also have deliberately in Washington state manufactured a shortage of beds so that they can use the excuse, well, we have no place to put them. This is so outrageous because we are talking about people who, yes, they're grown adults, but in many ways they are helpless. And finally, the state of Washington is being sued. They don't say they're suing the Inslee administration. Instead, they say, well, we're suing the Department of Social and Health Services for failing people in the criminal legal system who also have mental health issues. Okay, again, this is a policy call. This problem exists because of policy. What's interesting here is that over half the counties in the state are part of the lawsuit. Some of them are very liberal counties, like King County. Hardly any Republican legislators. But others are quite conservative. Yakima County, Spokane County. Others are in between, like Skagit County and Pierce County, where you have a smattering of Republicans and Democrats. So there's nothing partisan about this. And the Inslee administration has yet to respond. We asked John Braun, the Republican leader in the Washington State Senate, to join us this morning and give us an overview of how bad this problem is and why it resulted in this lawsuit and what can happen as a result. John Braun, good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right. The state of the problem. Did I overstate?
No, I think you hit the highlights. And I would say big picture, we have, in spite of hundreds of millions of dollars each biennium since 2014 being pushed by the legislature on a bipartisan basis into mental health facilities, adding up to billions of dollars, we still have a mental health system that frankly jeopardizes public safety, is violating these individuals' constitutional rights due to inordinate and long wait times for competency services. And frankly, it's getting worse. When the underlying, not the county lawsuit, but the underlying lawsuit against the state started, the Truebud lawsuit started in 2014, the wait times were 35 days to get competency services. Now it's 135 days. And this is, I think, 100% an administrative failure. And then I think
when you say administrative failure, this is, again, this is the Inslee administration not supplying the money to supply the personnel to offer these services.
Yes, and we've dumped a ton of money. It's not a money problem. And the federal district court judge, I think, nailed it. I mean, in the order, it says this is the Department of Social Health Services lacked foresight, creativity, planning, and a timely response to a crisis of their own making. This is 100% an administrative failure. It falls directly on Governor Inslee and his absolute inattention to a crisis within our state. Now, I wouldn't let the legislature off the hook entirely, even though I think we've done a good job in providing the structure and the funding for this. We have been asleep at the switch in terms of providing accountability. We know that Governor Inslee let the Western State Hospital be decertified by the federal government. That's cost us hundreds of millions of dollars. We have this lawsuit, the Trubud lawsuit, that just fined the state $100 million over a month ago, and not a peep out of the legislative majority, not a hearing, not nothing. We are not holding the executive accountable.
Tell us about that fine.
So, yeah, the Trubud lawsuit, which started clear back in around 2014, said the state's not doing this. And at the time, we weren't doing it, but it was a smaller problem.
Now we weren't doing what, John? We weren't.
Okay. So an individual is arrested for a crime. They are determined to be incompetent to stand trial because they have a mental health issue of any number of ways. Sometimes, as you said earlier, can be quite serious. They have a right to competency restoration. Means you give them some mental health treatment, get them back in ability to stand trial. We are not doing that. We are just locking them up and not giving them the restoration services. And now we're doing something, in my mind, even worse than warehousing them. Now we're just turning them back into the streets to do harm to themselves and others.
That's what I'm saying. That now they just let them go. And then we hear about these utterly ugly, terrible, random crimes. You know, a guy walks up to a car that's on 4th and Lenore getting ready to make a left-hand turn, waiting at the light, and he pulls out a gun and empties his gun in the front seat of the car. He never met the person who's driving. She happens to be 8 months pregnant and owns a small restaurant with her husband. And she is killed by someone who clearly is mentally ill. It was utterly unprovoked. There was no robbery, no carjacking, just a random assassination of someone he didn't know.
Right.
We see people, and a large number of them are women, Senator, who are bludgeoned, who are viciously kicked, who are thrown downstairs, stabbed, etc., by people they've never met and people they've never done any harm to whatsoever, and the crimes are utterly unprovoked. Clearly driven by mental illness. Many times they have repeated arrests, but they are, as you said just a moment ago, turned back out onto the streets.
That's right. And it results directly from the state not doing its job, not providing the competency services folks deserve. Now, you don't make the argument, well, the demand for these services has gone up significantly in recent years. That is absolutely true. Nonetheless, we have a responsibility, and we have the funding. We just do not have the will or the ability or attention to get after this problem.
Okay,
change on it, the governor is not interested.
Okay, but you just pointed out we've given them all the money they need. We had a huge surplus. We diverted money. So the government was supplied adequate funding by the legislature. Why didn't it translate into providing these necessary, constitutionally required services for mentally ill criminals?
The executive branch is simply failing. This is not, in spite of what they'll say after the fact, after the lawsuit, after the fine, after these terrible incidents, they'll say, oh, we really care about this. The truth is, they don't wake up in the morning thinking, I'm going to go solve this problem. I'm going to give this the attention it deserves until we solve this problem, we take care of these people, and we keep our community safe. They're not doing it.
What are they doing with the money? You gave them the money. What are they doing with it?
Well, I mean, this is hundreds of millions of dollars. I obviously, off the top of my head, can't account for all of it. But much of it, I think, is being wasted. They're struggling literally on every front, from facilities. And again, we've provided money not only for a new state hospital, which is in progress, a new state hospital with the University of Washington for training, for dozens of community service points across the state. It's just not being pushed forward at the rate it needs to be pushed forward. It goes back to what I said earlier. The Department of Social and Health Services is not really thinking through how to solve this problem. They're reacting to a problem, and they're frankly getting crushed by it. And as a result, our communities are much, much less safe because of folks being arrested. They can't get the services they need, and they're simply released back into the community to do more harm to themselves than others.
Okay, so there are over half the state's counties, 22 of them, are party to this lawsuit. I notice that when Dow Constantine, the King County executive, complains, he doesn't say the Inslee administration. He doesn't blame a person or an administration. He just says the DSHS, the department, which means you blame a bureaucracy, which means, again, accountability is going to be elusive if no one is responsible. And this is a definite policy call from the Inslee administration is 11 years old here. So this has been going on for this problem has worsened with time. You would think that, you know, this really is one of the core functions of government, dealing with criminal violence from severely mentally incapacitated people and not giving them required care required by the courts interpreting the state constitution. So this is not a federal responsibility. This is not a local responsibility. It's a state responsibility. What happens next?
Absolutely true. So one thing, I mean, like immediately tomorrow, there ought to be a legislative hearing to hold the administration accountable. It's frustrating to me. You know, we have a Democratic majority in the legislature that refuses to hold Governor Inslee and his administration accountable where they fall short.
So they're covering
for him. That should be unacceptable.
They're covering for him.
That's right. The other thing we could do, and we could do it, I think, quick, you know, for reasons I can't fully explain, but we've given DSHS, you know, and all their dysfunction, a sole monopoly on these restoration services. It doesn't have to be that way. We could change the law to allow others to do these restoration services and get some, you know, get other private organizations, nonprofit organizations that could help get us back on track. We could absolutely do that. The other thing I would say is, you know, the court in the Trueblood finding, they gave the state some pretty rough, you know, I don't want to say crude or at least blunt, let's say, advice. I think we could provide policy that gives them better advice that says, hey, don't just release everybody. Look harder at their penchant, their history for criminal or violent behavior, and make sure that we're not letting violent folks back on the state. There are things we could do to make that better. And then one more thing that this is frankly shocking that is happening is DSHS is releasing these folks into counties across the state. It's called out in the county lawsuit without any notice. That is unbelievable that they're doing this.
Hey, that's not legal. That's not legal.
No, it's not. It's 100% not legal.
So why are they doing
it anyhow?
Why is the government doing something that is not legal?
Because the legislature isn't holding them accountable. That's why we've just sat on our hands. The Democratic majority in the legislature has sat on their hands for 30 days following the Trueblood ruling and done nothing.
Okay, so if this lawsuit succeeds, what happens? What changes?
Well, nothing changes until we do one of two things. We have to go execute. I mean, you know, we could, as we've talked about a couple times now, we could dump more money in. That's not the answer. We have to go execute. We have to go do our job as a state. And that means holding the executive responsible for where they failed, getting them on track to do better, and then and providing guidance where necessary. We have to highlight this issue so it goes from being somewhere on their to-do list to the top of their to-do list.
Gee, the government not obeying the law, not abiding by clear legal precepts. I wonder where the attorney general is.
Yeah, you wonder. Yeah. I mean, we have plenty of time to go attack private industry, but no time at all to try to help hold the state accountable.
Well, I'll tell you, this could and should be a campaign issue because it relates to the issue of crime and the safety of the public. Thank you for joining us, Senator John Braun.
You bet. Thanks for having me.